From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. Police in Ferguson, Missouri reportedly have fired tear gas to disperse a crowd protesting the fatal shooting of 18-year-old Michael Brown. The report comes hours after police infuriated some local residents by releasing a video authorities say shows Brown stealing from a convenience store minutes before his death. As Frank Morris reports, some protesters called the video release an attempt to influence public opinion.
Ferguson Police Chief Thomas Jackson says Darren Wilson, a 28-year-old officer, shot 18-year-old Michael Brown. Jackson says Wilson is gentle and distinguished, a cop with no complaints in 6 years on duty. And Jackson says the video shows Brown committing a strong-armed robbery minutes before Wilson shot him. Protester Dennis Jethro says it was past time for Wilson's name to come out. However, the video just muddles the situation.
We're not buying it. We don't think that's him. A lot of people not buying it. They said, that looked like he too big to be Mike Brown.
The lawyer representing Michael Brown's family accuses the police of rigging the release of information to justify a, quote, execution-style killing. For NPR News, I'm Frank Morris in Ferguson, Missouri.
A grand jury has indicted Texas Governor Rick Perry on charges of abusing his power. Special Prosecutor Michael McCrum announced the charges last night in Austin.
Count one of the indictment charges him with abuse of official capacity, a first-degree felony. And count two of the indictment charges him with coercion of a public servant, a third-degree felony.
Perry is accused of carrying out a threat to strip funding for an anti-corruption unit headed by an official who spurned his demands for her resignation. McCrum says that no date has been set for an arraignment. Super Value Markets chain says that hackers have gained access to a network that processes the store transactions. As NPR's Arthi Shahani reports, cardholder names, account numbers, and other information from more than 200 supermarkets may have been compromised.
The company says in a statement it's not sure if customer credit card data was in fact stolen and used by cyber criminals, but if it happened, it was sometime between June 22nd and July 17th. An outside security firm is helping to investigate the breach, and SuperValue says it's telling the public now instead of waiting out of an abundance of caution. SuperValue, based in Minnesota, has set up a call center for customers and says it's offering a year of free identity protection services. Arthi Shahani, NPR News.
Pope Francis has beatified 124 18th and 19th century Korean martyrs at an open-air mass in Seoul. Beatification is the last step before sainthood in the Roman Catholic Church. Francis told the hundreds of thousands gathered that the martyrs were killed for refusing to renounce their faith, calling it a model for Asian missionaries today. This is NPR News. A northern New York couple is facing charges of first-degree kidnapping in the case of two young Amish girls taken from a roadside farm stand. 39-year-old Stephen Howells and 25-year-old Nicole Vasey, both of Herman, New York, were arrested last night. They're scheduled for a hearing this morning. Two sisters, ages 12 and 6, were abducted on Wednesday. They turned up the next day at a house 13 miles away. Philadelphia's troubled public school system will start classes on time this year, despite an $81 million budget shortfall. As NPR's Jeff Brady reports, the district has received assurances that it will get money from a $2-a-pack cigarette tax.
The school district of Philadelphia is depending on the cigarette tax to raise tens of millions of dollars, but a bill to approve the tax has been stalled in the state legislature. Superintendent William Height says state and city leaders promised the tax will be approved after classes begin September 8th.
We're not completely out of the woods on this. It all depends on the cigarette tax, but it also depends on labor.
The district wants the teachers' union to agree to concessions on benefits to save money. To balance its budget, the district also plans to eliminate busing for high school students who live within 2 miles of their school. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Philadelphia.
Revel Casino Hotel in Atlantic City is closing September 2nd, putting 3,100 people out of work about a week earlier than planned. Revel is the fourth Atlantic City casino to announce closure plans in the past year. Its owners say they are still negotiating with potential buyers. Meantime, New Jersey Governor Chris Christie says he'll hold a summit next month on Atlantic City's future. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News, in Washington.